The Chinese military, the People's Liberation Army, has seen the biggest shake-up in decades at the week-long party congress that's just finished in Beijing. Most of the top leadership has been replaced with Xi Jinping's generals. President Xi has already started a complete overhaul and modernisation process of the military. He wants a fighting force that can back up his vision of making China a world power by 2050. China correspondent Matthew Carney reports.
With more than 2 million troops, China has the world's biggest military, but now Chinese President Xi Jinping wants it to be the best. He set up deadlines for this to happen. By 2035, he wants it to be fully modernised, and by 2050, to be a top-ranked military. Yesterday, Xi Jinping replaced 3 out of 4 top generals at the Central Military Committee. It was the last but most important step in Xi Jinping taking absolute control of the armed forces. Professor Willie Lam is from the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
The entire structure of the POA has been shaken up. So in the past 2 months, we have seen the elevation of maybe 20 close proteges of Xi Jinping, generals whom Xi Jinping knew when he worked in the provinces of Fujian and Zhejiang from 1985 to 2007.
Xi Jinping's reform process is already well underway. 7 military regions have been remade into 5 combat commands. The aim is to modernise and make troops more mobile and war-ready. Xi Jinping has used strident nationalism, like claims over the South and East China Seas, to build his legitimacy as a strongman. Professor Willie Lam.
There is no doubt that Xi Jinping will reserve a big percentage of the budget for military modernization, particularly the modernization of weapons. Xi Jinping, as the leader of the PLA, is convinced that within 10, 20 years, China can close the gap with the Russians, and then eventually, perhaps before the middle of the century, China will close the defense gap in terms of sophistication of weapons with the United States.
The Blue Water Navy is to be built up as China pushes further into the Pacific. China has built its 2nd aircraft carrier, and there's more on the way. The Navy is set to get a 3-fold increase in Marines in the next several years. China is already starting to build its own military hardware. It's developed the J-20 stealth fighter and the new generation J-16 jet fighter. The PLA has taken delivery of its 1,000th attack helicopter. 20 years ago, they only had 100. But there's a long way to go, and the Chinese military has not been tested in battle since 1979, when they suffered a humiliating counterpunch by a battle-hardened Vietnamese army. Professor Joseph Chen is from the City University of Hong Kong.
So it is natural that China would like to have a say, would like to have a measure of control, but this is going to be a long-term process. It is going to be an expensive process, and it will bound to alarm its neighbours.
Xi Jinping has made it clear that he wants to make China great again, and he knows Mao Zedong's famous adage that political power grows out of the barrel of a gun is the way to do it. This is Matthew Carney reporting for PM in Beijing.